Le Moyne College this week announced that it's going test optional. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, they're joining a growing movement that includes other central New York schools that are not requiring SAT or ACT test scores in their admission process.
Carol Geraldino moved to the United States from Puerto Rico 2 years ago. She says the educational system was different there, and that included preparations for the SAT, a standardized test that for years has played a big role in student selection processes at colleges and universities across the country. By the time she settled in the U.S., she had little time to prepare and took the test anyway.
It was like a shameful score for me.
So armed with that shameful score, Geraldino went college hunting.
Most of the schools that I applied were optional just because I don't have to like go through that and look at the score again.
Geraldino just finished up her freshman year as a government major at Ithaca College, which went test optional a few years ago. Eric McGuire, vice president for enrollment and communication, says the school made the decision after comparing all the data submitted by admitted students, the students' grade point average, strength of curriculum, and class rank. And they found that the SAT score didn't really add anything of value to that information when they were trying to figure out who would be a good fit at IC.
Thought about it, we knew that our applications could improve when we reduced that obstacle. We also knew that our diversity, based upon some case studies, could improve, which were goals for the institution. And those opportunities outweighed the very minimal predictive ability of standardized testing in our process.
After going test optional, Ithaca College saw double-digit gains in the numbers of applications, as well as a 3% increase in the number of applications of students from lower socioeconomic backgrounds. And that remains.
It's actually grown since then. We found sort of a snowball effect that happens once you have a large enough critical mass that continues to build momentum for you.
The story is much the same at Utica College, which went test optional 3 years ago.
This past year, we've had a 20% increase in our applications, and we've also had a 60% increase in our deposits over last year.
Utica admissions officer Donna Schaffner says test optional may not be the only reason for the increase, but it did change the way admissions worked, with the school judging students in a more holistic manner.
You're not looking at scores to evaluate them, but rather their essay, what their experiences have been, the conversations we have, the interview, and each of those bring a more personal experience to the student, and so it draws them closer to Utica as a institution that they're interested in.
The drive towards test optional is not really that new. Heidi Green, president of the Onondaga County Directors of Guidance Services Group and a counselor at the Fayetteville-Manlius School District, remembers when she started in the job in the mid-90s, and there were about 30 mostly small liberal arts schools that were test optional.
Now, though, there are over 800 schools on the list.
One of the reasons schools are jumping on this bandwagon, says Green, are studies that show students from higher-income families that take these tests do better than students from lower socioeconomic backgrounds.
So there's a concern of bias that's evident in those test scores. And so colleges that are trying to recruit diverse classes, whether that's male-female, racial diversity, income levels, they're not possibly recruiting the most diverse classes they can. And they're feeling like the test scores aren't the best predictor of academic success at the college level.
So where does that leave a high school guidance counselor like Green, who's advising at a suburban school where most of the students who graduate are applying to college?
My advice to students typically is, if your score is under the average of the admitted score at that school, whether it's test optional or not, don't send it. You're not going to get any bonus points for submitting a score that's lower than their average. If it's above the average, you've got nothing to lose by submitting it.
As for the future, experts agree SATs and ACTs are here to stay for many schools, especially large institutions and ones that are highly selective. But for students who find this 3-hour Saturday morning test is something they have no control over, ditching the exam can ease some of the anxiety in an already stress-filled college selection process.
When they look at schools that say, we don't require the test, immediately the shoulders go down, there's a sigh of relief, and then they look at fit. They look at, does the school fit me, rather than am I going to be able to get in because my test scores might be just under the average of what this school is looking for.
And that makes the most sense to Geraldine, the Ithaca College student we started the story out with.
Standardized testing is just, excuse me, but it's stupid. Because, like, you cannot judge a person and their smarts just by a test. You need to judge them, like, by their daily life and how do they react with the different encounters they have.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.